Anytime it rains, the ground in Edmundston, Maryland quickly becomes waterlogged. Here's Bridget Pooley and her mother, Maggie.
When the river gets flooded with rainwater, for example, if it were to continue raining like this, it literally comes up all over.
And then all the debris that comes from upstream, all the municipalities upstream, as the water recedes, it just leaves milk cartons and trash tires everywhere.
Adam Ortiz is the mayor of this low-income, low-lying town of 1400. He says his town is a trap for stormwater runoff from all the paved surfaces in the area.
Anywhere between 35 and 56 homes would be underwater at least once every year because of all the flooding from parking lots and highways and shopping centers and streets.
So every year, dozens of homes are flooded. That's in part because 28% of the entire watershed in this region around Washington, D.C. is paved over. But flooding isn't the whole story.
If a watershed is more than 10% impervious, you're going to have impaired water quality.
Jim Connolly is executive director of the Anacostia Watershed Society. He says stormwater smothers or poisons aquatic life and causes erosion.
It's all the oil and the grease that comes out of our cars. It's any of the trash we throw on the streets, any of the fertilizers or the pesticides that we use in our lives here. Stormwater is it's the base cause of all the problems in our urban rivers.
So the town of Edmundston decided to do something about it. A new pumping station is keeping floods down, but the town wants to be a model for how to prevent stormwater runoff in the first place. So with Federal Recovery Act money, the town is rebuilding its main street from top to bottom. Mayor Ortiz sidesteps a bulldozer to show off what's now a construction site on the roadside.
This is a bioretention tree box. So instead of the water going into the drains and into the river, it will go directly into this bed.
In that bed will go native trees grown in gravel and compost to absorb and filter water. The street itself is going to be repaved with permeable concrete to let some water pass right through.
The water is going to filter naturally into the water table, so everything should be taken care of on-site like it was a few hundred years ago.
85 to 90% of runoff will be trapped by this system. But what about cost? Dominique Lukenhoff directs the Office of State and Watershed Partnerships for this region at the Environmental Protection Agency.
It is not more costly with regards to the refurbishing and additional greening of this street.
But this wouldn't have happened had this community not organized to fight for it. Alan Hance is with the Chesapeake Bay Trust. He says that to have a major impact, many more communities will have to follow Edmundston's example.
We want this to become a matter of course in the way people think about how they design streets and how they build streets.
Edmundston will be putting all of its designs and experiences online for other communities to use as a blueprint. For the Environment Report, I'm Sabri Benashour.